One of the things you can do with New Zealand units is you can buy them yourself. It's not just businesses with surrender obligations who can get access to New Zealand units. Anybody can buy them. I myself am an owner of a small number of New Zealand units, which I purchased through the SALT Fund. Next month, the first auctions of New Zealand units get underway. So previously, New Zealand units were distributed under a price cap. The government offered unlimited numbers of NZUs at a fixed price. For a long time, it was $25. The first auctions get underway on the 17th of March next month, actually, and I understand anybody can participate them. Now, why might you want to buy New Zealand units? Well, I can think of at least a couple of reasons. One is speculation. If you think you can buy and hold and get a return through higher prices over time, that's one reason. Another is that you can buy and shred New Zealand units. Now, the effect of shredding a New Zealand unit actually is to lower New Zealand's emissions by one tonne for each unit you shred. The government has set a budget for emissions units. I think that promise is credible. I think they're going to stick to that budget. And as a result, there's only a finite number of New Zealand units that are going to be in play, at least over the next 5 years, and in all likelihood over at least the next 30 through to 2050. So when you shred a New Zealand unit, you really do reduce the emissions that will come from New Zealand over the next period by one tonne. One shredded NZU is one tonne less emissions. So, you know, do the right thing, people.